Thank you, Brother Ahmed. Before we start with the questions and obviously the answers, I'd just like to make mention of a few things. Number one, please do not forget that there are other lectures right up to Tuesday evening. The last one on Tuesday will be Is Jesus God? That will be in the Kensington Civic Center. The one on Saturday evening will be in the City Hall, Crucifixion with an X, or Crucifixion, C-T-I-O-N. Please take these pamphlets where they are put outside and spread it to your friends, your relatives and your neighbors. On Saturday evening at the City Hall, the free booklet to be handed out there is Crucifixion with an X, or Crucifixion, C-T-I-O-N. This will be distributed free on Saturday evening at the City Hall. Then tomorrow evening, because it's the closest one, it will be in the Retreat Civic Center, and the topic for tomorrow evening is Muhammad the Greatest. Then also, after the questions and answers, translations of the Quran by Allama Abdullah Yusuf Ali will be available here at 7.50 per copy. If you buy two, it's 10 rands. Give it as a wedding gift. It's the cheapest. It will be the most appreciated. Tons of weddings. You don't know what to buy. You buy chandeliers. They break next week. You buy pots. They get stolen. Nobody steals Quran. He's scared. He doesn't want to read it, you see. Give it the Quran. It's cheap. Then, about questions, I would like you to understand, please, that when a brother comes up with a question, he goes to the microphone at the back. He puts his question briefly, and he's entitled to get an answer. If you do not agree with the mannerisms of the brother, or if you do not agree with the question he put, please don't shout him down, and please don't mock him. Every person is entitled to his question. And if there are more than one person, they can queue at the back. One condition, one question per person at a time. Don't give three questions in one breath. Give one question, and if there are people after you, go back at the end of the line and give your next question. Please, 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 it is unpleasant for me to stop a person and say, sorry, you're giving a lecture, put your question out. I will do that. Put a question, please. Over to you now for question time. Anybody who's got a question, please proceed to the microphone in the aisle on the far side. One reminder for the other lectures, you are free to bring cassette recorders, you are free to bring video machine mechanisms to make your films if the people of the halls will allow you. Thank you. You may start, brother.
Good evening, Mr. Didas. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Didas asked the first question, which I would like to answer myself. He said, if you can prove me to be a liar, do so. And I would like to do this now. In 1 John 2, we read, who is a liar? It is a man who denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a man is the Antichrist. He denies the Father and the Son. I think that is the answer, perhaps, to the one question. And the second one question I would like to ask, the Bible, first of all, in 1 Peter 2, verse 22, says very clearly that Jesus Christ never committed any sin. He ridiculed our Lord Jesus Christ in a very terrible way. It says here, and Peter, the disciple of Jesus, he writes, he committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. So I would like to please to ask you, it is not fair to ridicule someone with the word of God, and I would like to ask you not to do it anymore, because you are actually sinning against the Holy Spirit, who was given according to the scripture 10 days after the ascension of Jesus Christ, and not 600 years when Muhammad came. The Bible says, Jesus said, wait in Jerusalem until you will receive the Holy Spirit. The disciples never waited for 600 years, 10 days. And the Holy Spirit came and enabled them to remember everything that Jesus, in his love, in his compassion, in his surrender to God, brought to them. And he gave his life to give us eternal life. Thank you.
Uh,
What you have done, my brother, is you have made some statements. You see, when you say I ridiculed, when I was quoting those verses, I was asking and pleading, please make a note of chapter and verse. I am only quoting scripture. Now, if you construe that as a mockery, when Jesus said, you hypocrites, did he say that? You generation of vipers, you whited sepulchres, you wicked and adulterous generation, did he say that?
Yes, he said so.
Now, are they...
I would assume he would say the same thing to many of us here.
What I am saying is now, was I quoting correctly?
Yes, but out
now,
of
was
context...
Now, was that a mockery?
Out of context. Jesus Christ...
What is the context in which he said, woman, what have I to do with you?
The context is that Jesus said, I haven't found such a faith, and it will be done as you request.
I beg your pardon, you don't know your scripture, brother.
I am quoting
from John chapter 1, where Jesus Christ at that marriage feast at Cana. You remember, they ran short of wine.
Yes.
When they ran short of wine, his mother comes to him and says, look, my son, these people have run short of wine. Do them a favor. So he said, woman, is that what your Bible says?
Yes.
Woman.
Yes. What's wrong?
What have I to do with you?
Yes.
What have I to do with you? Is that what you call your mother? Woman?
He never, in the term of the Bible, it was not a word which was negative. It was a very...
In your language, do you know Hebrew?
A little bit.
You know. What is the word for mother in Hebrew? Didn't Jesus know that word
What does it mean?
Mother.
Right.
Why does he call her woman?
Woman does not mean in this context.
Look,
you are negative.
I was only quoting you, my brother.
I quoted to you that the Bible says Jesus never sinned with his mouth nor with action.
We Muslims, we say Jesus never sinned.
Right.
We believe. Look, I said, this is your record. I'm only presenting your record to you. I want you to tell me how does it come about that when his mother goes looking for him and he says, who is my mother and who are my brethren?
Yes. Why don't you see the context?
If you were that mother, if you carried him for 9 months, you.
Yes.
And if your son tells you, who is my mother, how do you feel, my son? I ask you, how would you feel?
Good question. May I answer you?
Yeah, answer.
Jesus says, those are my mother, those are my brother, those who do the will of my father. And his mother did the will of the father perfectly. When she conceived the Holy Spirit, she said, thy will be done. And that it was exactly the words of Christ. So in other words, Christ actually lifted up his mother with all other people who trusted in him fully and really walked with Christ and obeyed the will of God.
Right, next question up.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to say, Mr. Ahmadidat, I'm sorry to say it, I'm the one of last night, it was because I had Afrikaans Bible. Now, Mr. Ahmadidat, now I talk to you English as I have learned it, not as I have learned somewhere else. I have not grown in a country, Cape Townians, as you said, bilingual.
Brother, I spoke to you earlier on outside. Thank you for that. He was the fellow of last night. Could you put your question, please?
Now, okay. Now, this is only the clarification on that. Now, Mr. Ahmadidat, you see, when a person quotes a scripture, he mustn't quote a part of it. He must quote it as from A to Z, because I believe A till Z is the whole and the full alphabet. Okay. Now, here it says, in that scripture of the woman, of the Canaanite woman's faith, I will read it from the chapter 4. Then just to prove it, that Jesus also later on said so. Here it says, but he answered and said, I am not sent unto the lost sheep, that is what you said, the house, but sent unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came he and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. You see, there Jesus tested the faith. And he said, truth, Lord, hear the dogs. The crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, but it unto thee even as thou wilt. And the daughter was made whole that very moment.
Thank you. I don't know what the question is. Could I ask the next question, please? Thank you. Brother. Now, please. Thank you. Over to you, brother.
Was the Bible ever, or is it partially, the Word of God, or not at all?
We Muslims, we believe that in the Bible, you do have the Word of God. Like, for example, I was dealing with verses last night, where God Almighty, He speaks, He said, I will raise them up a prophet from among the brethren like unto thee, and I will put my words in his mouth. We know on the very face of it that these are the words of God. Then we read again, like in the book of Isaiah, said, I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. We recognize that God is speaking. Then you have another type of evidence in the Bible, which can we can attribute to the prophets of God. Like, for example, Jesus, he says, it has been said by them of old time, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, these are his words. It has been said by them of old time, that thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, whosoever looketh upon a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. These are the words of a prophet of God. So you have a type of literature in the Bible which we can recognize as the word of God. There is another type of evidence which we can recognize as the word of the prophet. Then there is another type of evidence in the Bible which people are writing from hearsay, as an eyewitness or a ear witness, or from hearsay. For example, he said, while he, Jesus, was going forth into the way, he, Jesus, saw a fig tree with leaves. Happily, he, Jesus, came up to it, wanting to find figs thereon. But when he came, there was nothing but leaves, for the season was not yet. Now, these are not the words of God, these are not the words of Jesus, these are the words of an eyewitness, or a ear witness, or somebody writing from hearsay. Then there is another type of evidence also in the Bible, which is too horrible for me to read. Too horrible. You read that in Genesis chapter 19, verse 30 onwards about Lot and his two daughters. Night after night, how they seduced the father. Genesis chapter 38, you read there about Judah and his daughter-in-law by the roadside. What they did. Committed incest. Now, that type of thing, you say, it is not the word of God. It is not the word of the prophet. It is some pornography that was circulating. They put it into a book. So we say that in the Bible, the word of God is there. In the Bible, the word of the prophet is there. In the Bible, history is there. And in the Bible, pornography is there. All these things are in one volume. We in Islam, we have a great advantage over every other religion in this, that the Quran, we say, is the word of God. It's a volume by itself. Then we have the words of the prophet, we say hadith, tradition, volume by themselves. Then we have our historians writing history, volumes by themselves. And we also have filthy, dirty stories which were circulating among the Arabs before Islam, what they call the Arabian Nights. But it is not in the Quran, it's not in the Hadith, not in our books of history. There are books of pornography. So all these things are in separate volumes. Whereas with the Bible, we have everything mixed in one. So now you have to start sifting. So we Muslims, because of our training, we can recognize these different types of evidences in the books.
Sorry, could I have the next question behind? There's somebody behind you. You've put one question.
Hang on a second. I haven't actually answered at all. I hear that. But now, the statement is that the Bible is part pornography, part the Word of God, and has been changed and adulterated over the years. Is that correct? Now.
And now you asked me a question, I said, that is what the Christians say. You see, the Christians themselves, they say like this. You see this book here? This is the Roman Catholic version of the Bible. I wonder if you've seen one. This is called the Douay version, or the Reims version. It has got 73 books inside.
Sure. The Apocrypha as well.
Right. No, that's the Catholics don't say Apocrypha. It's you. The Protestants say it's Apocrypha, which you mean is doubtful, not authentic. So you have expunged it from your authorized King James Version. You see those seven books.
So, then, with all respect, Mr. Didat, sir, with all respect to you, I know you don't want me to talk long, but the Quran states that nobody can change the words of Allah, and the word of God cannot be changed in the 10th surah and the 6th surah.
Yeah.
Now, If the Bible was ever the word of God, how could it have been changed? If Allah and God are the same people.
The word of God can't change. When the God is one, the Shema Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Now you can't change that. You see? But now, in that book, if you add something else to it and something of your own, your history, your prejudice.
You are saying the word can be altered and changed.
But it's not the word of God is being changed. You see, now you say that the Bible is the word of God. So you took out 7 books and you threw them away from your book, from the King James Version. 7 you threw out from here. You have to admit that. You threw out 7 of these books. This one preceded yours.
The Catholic Bible.
The Catholic Bible was the first Bible, the Douay, Reims.
When the Bible, when the actual Bible was put together in AD 350, there was no Catholic Church as such.
So like, you didn't have this either.
There was a Bible as we have it today, complete at that stage.
There never was a Bible in this form at all, of these books that you have, they have been canonized.
That is your word, but that is not historical fact either, Mr. Didet.
All right. But now what you have in front of you now, today, you have this book, the Authorized King James Version, which the bulk of Christendom use, King James, with this Revised Standard Version, RSV. They have thrown out a lot of what has been in here. And this is done by Christian scholars of the highest eminence. 32 Christian scholars of the highest eminence, backed by 50 cooperating denominations. They even published the RSV. I hope you have heard about the RSV.
The most hotly contested piece of the Bible, the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, which points to the Jesus Christ crucified for the sins of mankind, was found in the Dead Sea Scrolls, complete, pointing to the Messiah, unaltered, unchanged, for 2,000 years. Why do you not take that piece and read that tonight to the people here, and give them one chapter of the Bible, read just from the Bible, complete, from the Old Testament of the Jews? I challenge you to do that tonight.
What do you want me to do, brother?
Read the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, the Jewish Bible, which the Jews, although they deny Christ, have not thrown out or changed, which was found in the Dead Sea Scrolls. Read that to the people tonight, the whole chapter, not your word, word from the Bible.
You believe in the Dead Sea Scrolls?
I challenge you, Mr. Didet, to read that, the word of God, as I believe, to the people.
Do you
refuse to read the word of God?
What I refuse to do is this, that I refuse to be dictated to. This meeting was advertised. And I spoke for more than an hour to prove to you that Jesus Christ prophesied about Muhammad. And I gave you reasoning after reasoning, which you or any Christian in the audience have not been able to contradict a single statement
will
of mine.
Will you give me time to contradict you?
You have to organize
the
meeting.
The floor.
This is question time. If you understand the meaning of question time,
yes.
You have a right to question me on what I've said. I made my case. Thank you.
Next question, please.
First of all, I would say good evening to everybody, and even good evening to Mr. Didet. I did. It was good for me to attend your lecture, and what I can say, I haven't got a grudge against you, but when I stepped in here, it was always my desire to see you, actually, and my heart did go out for you. I could even cry because you are precious, even as all our brethren is precious. I would actually put 2 scriptures to you. Maybe you can explain to me it. Because I would like to ask about the Comforter.